Mike won't play, but you're looking at maybe 11-man rotation. How important is it for those guys to show what they can do and show how they've gotten better if you try to formulate that rotation in your mind?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why we're playing six games, to make sure that everybody gets to play in different combinations and gets to play enough. You know, I didn't want to go over there and look back and say, boy, I wish I could have played him a little bit more. I mean, that's what this trip is for. And then also let guys stay out there for a while. Now, that said, it might be difficult because there might be fatigue involved, which is another reason why it's great to have so many players.
How much of those different rotations and combinations have you already thought about, like now, and how much of it, is it something that you just kind of wait and see?
No, what we've done is we've done a lot of scrimmaging this week, and we've utilized about every different possible combination you could think of. I wish Mike was able to be in the mix, but he's in phenomenal condition, and we'll go with the other guys.
That had to be pretty frustrating for him at the end of the summer to break.
Very frustrating, especially in light of the fact of how his season ended. I mean, I don't know if there was a more productive player that we were trying to nurse through the last 11 games. I mean, his productivity for the amount of minutes he played was incredible. And I wanted him to be able to get back and play pain-free. So I don't think we'll do much in terms of pushing him here.
Well, you only have so many minutes in a game, obviously. There were games last year where some guys played a lot of minutes in one game, not very many the next. One of those guys is McCabe, and he's lost 15 pounds. Looks like he's...
McCabe's playing really well. You know, we've got a lot of front court guys when you look at our roster. But what you'll see is with the departure of Eric May, you'll see a lot of those players in particular playing the three spot. McCabe, White, and Utah in particular. So whereas you're trying to look and say, well, we have a lot of post players, but, I mean, I think we've got a lot of perimeter skill in that group as well, and we'll take advantage of it.
You think 11 is a possibility? Can you play that many? You wanted about 10 last year.
Yeah, I think we can, you know, because I think what we're going to do is continue to try to ratchet up the defense. And when you're playing at that level of intensity, you have to come out, especially when we're running the ball down the other end like we do. So we're playing hard defensively, pushing it on offense. You know, nobody complains about coming out when they're exhausted.
When you decided on this trip, Gabe said that it kind of came out and he was kind of pretty surprised by it. Was the whole idea of going to England to get him playing in front of his family and friends?
Well, there's no question that that was a main part of it. I mean, we originally planned on going to France and Spain. That's how the whole trip started. And then, you know, we were thinking about different possibilities. That was one. It was recommended by the travel agency that we deal with. And we just said, you know, let's look at France and England because we wanted to bring Gabe home. And, you know, for his family to see all the guys and to see him and for everyone to meet them, it's going to be tremendous. I mean, they've seen him on TV a lot. But to see him playing with his team, and like I said, I'll start him both games over there.
Is he going to get a heavy amount of minutes there and then just kind of maybe flip it a little bit more when he's in France?
Right. What I understand, the first game is already sold out, so I think they have over 6,000 tickets sold, so that'll be a great atmosphere.
Talk about the dynamic. You have a very tight team. They all get along, and yet they're going to be competing. There's only so many minutes, and they're going to be competing really hard, and they all want those minutes. It's kind of an interesting line there.
You know, so far it's been really good. I mean, it's been a healthy competition. You know, when the game starts, now you have, you know, somebody that might get the minutes that they want in that particular game, and they're just going to have to deal with that and support their teammates, knowing it could be a lot different in the next game. But again, you know, Eric played a lot of minutes, so we got a lot of minutes there that we're going to utilize with these players that we're talking about, and I think we'll make it work.
Is Mel in good shape to go and play a lot of minutes?
You know, he was in much better shape than I thought. He's had 4 or 5 really good days of practice. I thought yesterday he looked tired, and he did not produce the way he's capable of doing, so I'm anxious to see what he does today.
How about Peter's hand?
Peter's hand is getting better. It's not 100%. You know, it's one of those things where it seems like just when it's better, somebody hits it again. You know, it's hand and thumb injuries, that's what happens. But he's just gotten to the point where he's just playing through it. It's not something that I think is going to get real bad for him.
Will you be able to get on the plane and come back and say and evaluate the success of the trip, or is that something that can't be measured really until March or April?
No, I think we'll know, you know, how we came together, how do we perform. How did certain individuals play? I think we'll have a pretty good idea.
How's Josh Oldersby been doing since he got his hand and got ready to go? How's he shooting him?
He's only had one bad day shooting the ball. He's been on fire. His percentages are way up. It's well over 40%. He's had multiple days where he's made multiple threes in practice. I think he feels really good about himself. I mean, he was up to 216, which is too much for him. He's down to 207. I think he needs to lose another five.
Isn't this trip huge for him, though? Because, you guys have been puzzled because he shoots it so well in practice, throwing in games. For his confidence to get in some of these games and actually shoot away.
The thing about him, I mean, he struggled in games last year at times. He also had some great games for us. He did not struggle as a freshman. So, I mean, I'm really fully expecting him to be fine next year and be up around 40%.
Has Adam progressed this summer the way you want?
He's been terrific. He's been finishing. He's been rebounding in traffic. He's in great shape. He's also much stronger.
You got that last game? They got you that last Bahamas?
Getting closer. We're close. But we've been close five other times, so we'll see. It's one thing to get a game. There's a million teams that need games. But you need a team that has an exempt tournament availability and then has to go on the road twice and then play at Towson. So from a scheduling standpoint, it's a little trickier.
Now, it was the Penn game. I know it's your alma mater and everything, but the fact for Pete to play against his brother, right? Is that another factor in that?
You know, a lot of times when you start to put your schedule together, you're looking for teams that have dates and things that make sense, and that was obviously one that we thought was tremendous. They're very close.
Yeah.
I mean, and to have them both in the same game, I think it'd be great. And they're both obviously from Des Moines, so it'd be a lot of interest in that game.
You've got a real pivotal week in basketball there, the three games in Atlantis, and you come back and play Notre Dame. I know it's a ways off, but you're looking at it and going, wow, that's significant.
Well, I mean, we did that by design. I mean, we wanted to upgrade the schedule, and that's how it worked out. So we'll be ready for it.
Who else are you playing in a non-conference set, like a directional Michigan school or anybody like
that? I don't think so.
I know you got Nebraska, Omaha.
Yeah, Nebraska, Omaha. Yeah, I'd have to look at it.
Has the overall tone of these practices been what you were hoping it would be?
Been pretty good, yeah. I mean, I thought yesterday, defensively, we were not where we needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, we were great, but we should have been because there wasn't enough defense being played. So we'll try to rev it up today.
How are you, I know this is a ways off, but how are you going to alternate kind of your days and hours when you get into September and that schedule?
Well, we'll give them some rest when we first get back.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is you can't give them too much rest or everything that we've done so far will be wasted. So we'll be, we'll push them just enough. We'll have a good plan in place.
Two more questions.
The new rule will help us because, you can push them hard but then give them more days off. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
A little bit of a different game over there. Aaron got a taste of that.
A lot different game.
Aaron got a taste of that when he was over there playing. Has he maybe talked to the other players and maybe helped him out with the changes?
We gave him a list of the rules, and we've been practicing. If you dribble into a double team, you can't call timeout. You only have 8 seconds to get the ball to the 10-second line. You're playing with a 24-second clock. I mean, those are some of the major ones. I mean, 35 versus 24 is huge. We're just getting them used to. The one that's going to be really hard, I think, to deal with is the goaltending. But what we consider goaltending, they don't consider goaltending. Once it's on the rim, it's a live ball. So we still haven't been able to get the guys to go up and dunk it in or wipe it off. So we'll try to see if we, maybe by the time we're over there, we'll get that done.
Okay.